Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to AsaRx.com. We're here to help you live the life you were designed to live. You know, all of us have a potential on the inside, but rarely does anyone ever tap into it. And when it comes to your health, we always think about, well, what's the latest health issue? High blood pressure and diabetes. I just want to figure out how to get over that. Here, I want to really take your mind a different direction, because if you hear me a lot, you'll hear me talk about putting in the work. You'll hear me talk about really, really creating the change in your health. The way that has to happen is by our habits. You didn't get diabetes just to have diabetes. You didn't get diabetes because of what grandma and grandpa did. You got diabetes because of what you did and what you have done and the habits that you created when you put the fork to your mouth. That's what created diabetes. Now, type 1, for example, has a genetic component to it. Yeah, it does. But again, your habits still play a big role. Your habits will determine the level of medication that you'll have to be on. You can take somebody that's on an insulin pump, for example, and change their habits, and what will happen is you can literally cut their medication, their dosage, in half. I've seen it happen. You take someone with type 2 diabetes, that's just a summation of bad habits over a long period of time, like too many donuts over a long period of time, or just bad foods and poor habits and lack of exercise. All of that, that's what leads to it. That's what's so cool about a condition like that, or even high blood pressure. Your habits, most of the time, have led to that. And the good news is, I always say, if you can lifestyle your way in, then you can lifestyle your way out. So your choices really determine your health more than anything else. So it's really about your behavior more than it is about, you know, do I take a multivitamin and an enzyme and vitamin D? I mean, those things, they matter, but they're secondary. It's really not the primary issue. And rarely will you hear from a doctor at the core root of what they're really telling you is you got to put in the work. Like, that is the key. You have to outwork yourself every single day. It's no different. I mean, if you're lazy with your work, you're not going to get paid. It's just that simple. I mean, rarely do you get paid what you're worth in a lot of instances. So that's why you have to put in the extra work just to stand out from the crowd. Well, the same is true. Your body's saying the same thing. So when you're looking at your body and you're saying, okay, well, why am I dealing with this? Or why am I dealing with that? Why am I struggling with this? Why am I struggling with that? Look in the mirror. It's going to come down to the work. I mean, somebody that has washboard abs, they put in the work. Okay. They've eaten the right kind of foods. They have exercised the right amount. They are doing the right thing. Somebody with, you know, a gut or, you know, a bunch of cellulite hanging everywhere. I mean, it shows for itself. I mean, your habits will show. The cool thing is, though, that I love about this whole health message and really just living it is it comes down to personal choice and personal development. I mean, we, in the palm of our hand every single day, have the ability to create change. You do not have to stay the same. That's what's so great about it. You don't have to stay the same. You literally, the body regenerates every single day, okay? Every day, old cells die off and new cells are forming. So a lot of people say to me, what are your goals? Well, first, my first goal outside of living my best life is to live to be 100. So I have a daughter, and she is turned 9. And one cute little thing that we say is that, and she's like, oh my goodness, Daddy. She's like, I'm 9. I'm like, I know, honey, you're only going to be in the single digits for one more year. Then you'll be in the double digits. And she thinks that's so cool. Why is it we stop there? Why is it that I can't encourage the people that I talk to on a daily basis when I talk to somebody that's 80 and the language that they've been telling themselves and what they're listening to other people around them, younger people, people in their families, are telling them, well, yeah, you know, 80 is a good life. You know, if you can hit 80, that's a good life. You know, if you made it into the high 70s, you know, you beat the average. That kind of thinking, it just drives me nuts. I don't like it. I had a guy yesterday I was talking to, and he's one of our listeners, and he's had a stroke, massive, massive stroke. And it took a lot of his ability away from his speech and also from some functionality on the right side of his body. Well, he made a decision when the doctors told him that only 5% of people recover from that type of stroke. He made a decision that he was going to put in the work. And literally he said it just like that. He goes, I've worked my whole life. I've got up every day and I put the work in. I've been successful. I've got a great business. I've got an amazing family. And I'm not going to let this stop me. And I thought, how cool is that? Like, I would talk to the guy for another hour. I like this guy, right? I like his attitude. It resonates with me. So putting in the work is the key. And he said to me, he said, you know, because I was telling him some things, and I said, look, I said, you got so many good years ahead of you. And this guy's like 55, right? He goes, I'm glad you said that, because so many people around me, my family and friends, they all just keep telling me that it's like, you know, once this happens, you know, your body gets weaker and you may not have that many years left. And who talks like that? Just remember, okay? Always remember this. Ladies, this is for you. Like, for real. Who is going to tell you you're fat more than anybody else, right? Or too skinny? It's the ladies that tell you you're too skinny. Like, the whole too skinny concept really makes me laugh. Because when a lady tells another woman, you're looking kind of skinny, you're looking too thin, you know what they're really saying? You look amazing. I feel fat. I really don't like myself. And so I'm trying to make you feel bad so I feel better about myself. So when you got this whole thing going on, you've gone through a health challenge. You know, I told my daughter it's going to be a big deal to go to double digits. I told this guy the other day, I said, look, you need to write on a piece of paper 100. You need to put it up everywhere. Put it on a sticky note. I told his wife to go get a really cool sign at a flea market. Find something that says 100. Looks real pretty. Put it on the wall. Because 100 triple digits. Look, our bodies were designed for 120. You ever hear a lot of the motivational guys talk about giving 120? My dad always told me you got to give 120%. There's not 120%. It's 100%, right? In your logical mind, 120, though. That's what we were designed. Our body was designed to live 120 years. So I figured we can at least crack 100. So I told this guy, you needed the mindset of 100. You need to have your wife, who's your biggest cheerleader, speaking in your ear every day, 100. So the life that we have is designed to live into the triple digits. I'm all about that, and this show's all about that, and we want to help you get there, regardless of what your challenges are, regardless of what you're facing, regardless of where you are in life. We want to see you get there. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. That's asarx.com. Healthy University, if you have not joined, you're not a part of that. You're not giving to it. You're not a member. You're not in. You got to get in. Healthy You is where it's at. Got an online community of just rock stars that will help you live your best life. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. We're here for you each and every day. Check us out. Go to the web, asarx.com. Look, this show, it's all about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is your medicine. It is. So remember, your choices are going to determine everything. You got to outwork yourself every single day. No exceptions. Every day. There's something that happens at some point in your life where you realize, it's like when you're a kid and when you're a teenager and you're in your 20s, you really feel like you've got your whole life ahead of you. And that's what everybody says to you. Oh, you got your whole life ahead of you. And that is true. There's a certain point, though, where you realize you're like, huh, like, I don't have a whole lot of days left. Like, this clock's ticking. Everything's moving. You start seeing your family members. They're like, man, they do not look as young as they did. I've got this memory. And, like, they're not looking. You know, if you have kids, they're like, all of a sudden, it's like, where's the little girl that was, like, in, you know, a Disney dress? Like, what happened? I'm thinking about my daughter. I'm like, who is this person walking around with, you know, like skinny jeans and like, what is this? Who are you? Right? Like, what happened? Life moves. And you better be in a place where you're working really hard every single day, because the cool thing is the body's changing and it can change for the better. Doesn't matter about age. Don't ever let anybody tell you about the age thing. Like, don't buy into the number system. Like, life is not linear. Life is circular. And so you're doing the same stuff over and over and over again, and you're staying in the same spot over and over again with the people that you're around over and over again, and your habits are going to determine how well that circle happens. We started somewhere, we're going somewhere. So you really want to make sure you're making the right choices. You have to make the right choices. It's what this whole health thing is all about. Check us out. Go to asarx.com. 888-283-7272 is the number. You can give me a call. Matter of fact, let's go to the phones and talk to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, I was wondering about the soybean milk. I read that it is not good for men to drink because it's got like an estrogen in it.
All right, so yeah, the soy deal, there's a lot of different thoughts about it. And the people in the vegetarian camp, which I'm in that camp, by the way, I do fish and eggs personally. I'll do a little bit of meat every now and then if it's wild game, if I'm out. It's very rare, though, very, very rare. So I mostly do fish and eggs with my protein sources, and I'll do the we have an amazing plant-based protein powder. If you haven't seen that yet, it's amazing. Like, quality of it is organic. It's off the chart. Go to our website. Go to asarx.com. You can find it there. But that's what I use every day, and I use that as a meal replacement and to get my protein source, because I've got to get certain protein numbers. If you're really concerned about strength, endurance, being lean and fit, you've got to be concerned about protein. I have a thing called the protein rule. And it's 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So you need to count your protein grams. And that's something that our coaches will do when they're laying out specific plans for you. That's one of the pieces that we look at is, are you getting the right macros? Are you getting the right nutrients every single day? And that protein is a big one. So one of the protein sources that we're seeing a lot now is soy. And I'm not a huge fan of soy for men. Yeah, there is controversy, okay? It's not – there's different camps that will tell you this, that it can increase estrogens. Vegetarian camp will tell you all day long that it does not. I've seen some studies and whatnot on both, going both directions. Women tend to fare better with soy than men do. I have done soy myself. I'll just tell you about me personally. I can tell a difference. I can tell a difference in the way I feel, my strength in the gym. Because I'm one of those, you know, if you've never seen me, I work out all the time, and I'm just one of those total meatheads. I've been that way my whole life, athlete. And so protein's a big deal, right? My strength and how I feel in my working out and all that, it's a big deal. I can tell a difference. When I do fish, eggs, and like a pea protein or a more of a plant-based protein, I'm good. Like, I'm like an ox. And remember, It was always once really said very well. If you want to be strong as an ox, eat what the ox eats. You ever seen an ox eat other meat? Never. What does an ox eat? He eats organic, like literally the cleanest grass. And look how strong the ox is. So, why go after the middleman? Right? That's the big joke. Why go after the middleman? Just go for what they eat. And really, it does make a huge, huge difference in your health. We don't eat enough greens. We don't eat enough vegetables. We don't eat enough of those. So getting that plus some really good lean quality proteins like eggs, fish, and your plant-based proteins, but also things like chickpeas, man, they are loaded with protein. It's a complete protein and does really, really well for the body. I've made that shift over the last couple of years. I'm not against meat at all. I include it in our eating strategies because there are some people that really do well on it and that can benefit from it. I just think it should be very limited and that plant-based should be the focus. But yeah, soy, we don't really push that a lot. It's not in our normal system. But again, I've seen too much against it. And I do. It raises estrogen at some levels. So usually better to steer clear with some other forms of protein. If you want to go for the milks, go for almond milk, coconut milk. Coconut's phenomenal, man. It does really well with the body. It's great for hormone health all the way around, men and women. It's great for antifungal. It's really, really good when it comes to brain health. So coconut milk all the way around is one of my tops. And I really, really like it a lot. Cashew milk's good too. That's another one that's out there that's really come on strong. Just stay away from the sweeteners. You don't get the milk. If it's got a bunch of sugar in it, don't do that. That's the kind of thing that just wrecks your hormones, your whole endocrine system. Not a good thing. You want to stay away from that. Go to AsaRx.com, AsaRx.com. We bring you solutions every single day so you can live better. Remember, though, it's all about your habits. No matter what, you've got to outwork yourself every single day if you want to reach your potential. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says small businesses are driving the ongoing economic recovery.
These enterprises and entrepreneurs know that American economy is strong because America's small businesses are strong.
Opening a White House meeting on Thursday with small business owners, Biden said more needs to be done to level the playing field for small businesses by making larger corporations pay their fair share of taxes. Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign the Heartbeat Act after it was passed by the House Thursday. The pro-life bill prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks of gestation. Wall Street closing much higher on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 614 points to close at 33,916. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ford is slashing nearly 600 jobs. That includes salaried employees and contract workers in the engineering department. The automaker saying this is the latest adjustment as it shifts from building vehicles powered by internal combustion engines to focusing on electric vehicles. The CEO saying the company needs totally different talent in an effort to restructure. Twitter's new CEO is calling people out in his company.
The folks that run Twitter are being called out by proposed owner Elon Musk. Inappropriate is the word Elon used to describe Twitter fact-checkers on censoring the Biden laptop story and completely removing the New York Post, a story that could have changed the results of the 2020 election had the American voter been able to see for themselves. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk wants Mr. Musk to dig deep once he gets control in a few months.
We need to find out exactly how severe was the censorship institutionally at Twitter, from the shadow banning to the suspended accounts. Elon, I believe, now that he's the new manager and owner of Twitter, needs to bring back the suspended accounts, especially those that were suspended for these ridiculously arbitrary reasons.
Charlie Kirk on Fox News Thursday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ozzy Osbourne has COVID. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer is also currently battling Parkinson's disease and rehabbing a neck injury as well. His wife Sharon saying Ozzy is okay, but she's very worried. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out. Go to asarx.com. And if you want to catch us on any of our social media, we are there as well. The podcast is out every single day. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, go to asarx.com. Click on shows, hit podcast, subscribe, get involved. Look, we are with you every single day. Ways to help you get to the next level with your health and with your life. Because remember, when your health is right, your life is right. It is totally all engulfed, enmeshed with each other. Like, when your health is solid, you're exercising, you're eating healthy, listen, everything else in your life is better. Your energy is better. Time with your family is better. You feel better. Your sleep is better. All of it's better. And when that happens, it's the best way to become the best version of you. That is the key. It comes down to the choices that we make every single day. So, you got to get your health right. Get your health right, your life will be right. Everybody talks about getting their money right. Get your health right. And then your money will get right. Your family will get right. Your relationships will get right. Listen, that is the foundation. That's the core. Get that right, and everything comes from around that. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to asarx.com. All right, so cancer death rates continue to fall. This is kind of a cool thing, right? Because we said, number one killer, this is the ASA version of statistics. Okay. The number one killer is, so first of all, number one killer is heart disease. Number two is cancer. I believe that the number one killer, bar none, worldwide, is a bad eating set of habits. Okay. So poor diet, as we would call it, is, or poor nutritional habits are the number one killer. I like that better. Poor nutritional habits. Bad nutritional habits. Not great nutritional habits. Bottom line, the way you're eating is awful for the most part. That is what's creating the heart disease and the cancer. So let's just get that first. Poor lifestyle choices, number one. Number two, heart disease. Number three, cancer. All right? And the great thing is, though, that we're seeing, hopefully, through a lot of the education outlets like this, and, of course, with the Internet and people really learning more and having greater awareness about it, cancer death rates are dropping. So more Americans are surviving cancer than ever before. As the population ages, even more will develop the disease, unfortunately. But the good and the bad news from the recent cancer progress report from the American Association of Cancer Research said that the cancer death rate dropped 35% among children and 25% among adults from 1991 to 2017. It translates to slightly more than 2 million fewer cancer deaths, which is really great. So on the flip side, though, new cancer diagnoses are predicted to rise to 1.7 million to 2.3 million in 2030. So what's interesting about that is the longer people live, the higher the incidences of cancer are going to be. Why is that? Okay, the chances is the longer you live, because the more likely the changes in serious genetic mutations that can cause cancer. And the weaker your system is in repairing the DNA when you do have those genetic changes or variances. So let me break that down for you, okay? We hear about family history. We hear about our DNA, right? You understand that? So that's like what the makeup, the building blocks of your cells, like your genetic blueprint, your DNA, right? Now, that is the kind of stuff that grandma and grandpa, great-grandma and great-grandpa, they passed down to us. So the family history is there, but what they're saying is there's genetic mutation. What is that? All right, so there's this new study, or not new study, new field in genetics where we're realizing that our genes change. They mutate. They can literally be altered by what we do. Okay, now if that's the case, just look it up. This is not just my theory, okay? This is research. We know this for a fact. So look, I'm telling you right now, you have the ability in the palm of your hand to change your health and change literally, I don't care if you've been diagnosed with whatever, you have the ability to change that. But the question is, do you want to change it? My foundational question is, do you want to get well? I get frustrated with people. You know, this is one of those things where when I see this, I mean, this kind of study gives me hope. To the lazy person, I don't know what it does for them. Because I know people that have cancer and they still smoke. I know people that have literally had portions of their lung removed and they will not quit smoking. Like, who does that? Who does that? Right? That's my question. Because if you buy into the fact that what grandma and grandpa passed down to us, that's just there, and you might as well just eat whatever, do whatever, live however, think however, and be however, because you're going to get the heart disease, the diabetes, the depression, the arthritis, the rheumatoid, whatever it is. You're just going to have that. You're just going to get that. Look, if you believe that, then yeah, I got it. Yeah, I get it. You know, just eat your hamburgers and your fries and the trans fats and all your junk food. Eat it all the time, all day long. Skip meals. Drink tons of coffee. Smoke cigarettes. Drink a ton of sodas that are laden with the caramel coloring and all that, that can be a little bit challenging to our health. Yeah, just keep doing that. Sure. Yep. But if you really believe that you, in what science says, because I believe when they've done a lot of studies like this, I actually believe that because they've done the work. They have put in the work to show us this research. It's not just somebody just saying, oh, this is my theory. Okay, so what they're telling us is that our environment impacts our genetics more than anything else, and that our environment will cause our genetics to be altered. It means that the longer that we live, based on the choices that you make, whether good choices or bad choices, those choices are going to determine your health. Your lifestyle is your medicine. So what kind of choices are you making? That's the question you want to ask yourself and ask others. What kind of choices are you making every single day? Are you making good ones? Are you making bad ones? Because the choices are going to determine your health more than anything else. And I have found in my own life, like with something like cancer, and I've had family members, my own father died of cancer. I watched his habits. And some were good. Some in his early days were really not good. And he cleaned them up later in life. But a lot of the damage had already been done, and it was too late. And for you, it doesn't have to be too late. You can make the changes, but if you realize that it's in the palm of your hand, like if you realize that your habits are digging your own grave, or your habits are giving you extra years of your life, your habits are going to take you away from your family, stop being so selfish. Like, stop being so selfish that you can't stop eating the junk food. Stop. Look at your kids. Look them in the eye and say, I love me more than I love you. And I don't care. If I get cancer, I don't care. I'm sorry. I may die early. I'm going to leave you and your mother early. Hey, I'm sorry. Or, hey, you've got so much emotional stuff going on that you won't drop the 100 pounds. Look at your husband. Look at your kids. Say, I'm going to check out early because I'm too selfish. I'm sorry. You need to tell them that, because that's what you're really saying to them at the end of the day. So just be honest. Like, man up and woman up, and just tell them if you're not willing to make the change. It comes down to that. You are in charge of this. This whole health, I'm so sick of this family history thing in medicine. And I'm a physician, and I'm telling you, we hang our hat on genetics. Most doctors will just say, oh, well, it's in your family history. It's like, oh, you just got diabetes. Oh, of course, it's in your genetics. It's just, oh, it's in your family history. Oh, your mother had it. Oh, okay, that's why. Like, really? That's all you got? Doc, that's it. That's all they taught you in medical school. Grandma got it. Oh, let's put it in the chart. Oh, that's why you have it. Well, you got to eat better and exercise a little bit more. Okay, thanks for the revelation, coach. Thank you. Oh, but by the way, here's your metformin. Oh, thanks. Okay, great. See you in 6 months. Oh, okay. Well, now what do I do? So cancer rates may be dropping. Yes, they're dropping. Okay, which is amazing. Which hopefully good habits, better education, more awareness is creating that. The cool thing about this message right here is that you have the ability to make your own DNA and your own genetics and your own environment better, or you can make it worse. You can thrive or you cannot. You can live longer and stronger, or you can cut your life short. You get to choose. The question is, what are you going to choose? And how are you going to choose? Because the choices you're making right now determine the kind of health you're going to have. Every single day, it comes down to what you choose. Are you going to choose wisely? Are you going to choose poorly? The choice is yours. It's not mine. I make my own choices for me. I'm really hard on me every day, because I've got a daughter, I've got a family, I've got people that count on me, and I've got you that need this message more than anything, because you need somebody in your ear every single day that tells you that you're worth it, that you don't need to quit, to stop being a flipping wuss. Stop it. Get those voices out of your head that say you're going to die early, the ones that say you can't make it, the ones that say you have no potential. Get the voices out. Look, if they're family members, love them, but write them out of your life. Get them out. Distance yourself. You have to cut out the noise if you're going to win. And your health is too valuable. Your health is too much of a gift. Remember, your health is a gift from God. And what you do with your health is your gift back to Him. It's your gift back to your family. It's your gift back to yourself. You are in charge of you, nobody else. You have to make those choices every single day. No matter what, you have to make them. And the choices we make today can will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. My name's Asa. Check us out, asarx.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralact more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Ferrolac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Ferrolac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Ferrolac is formulated for powerful results. Ferrolac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Ferrolac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Ferrolac.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out, AsaRx.com. I'm Asa here with you right now, each and every day. Just want to encourage you that your life matters. Did you know that? We talked about all kinds of lives that matter, right? We hear all the campaigns that go on, but do you know your life matters? Your life matters. Like, you matter, believe it or not. I don't care if you're by yourself and there's no family and there's no job and whatever and you're all by yourself. I just want you to know that you matter. So if you're listening right now or you're watching right now, wherever you are right now, you matter. Like, you matter enough that God created you. You matter enough that there's not one hair on your head that's different. That you have hair on your head. There's nobody else. I have no hair on my head right now. But the hair on your head, no one else has it. There's only one strand. It is not copied by anyone else on the planet. What does that say? It says you matter. The retina of your eye, nobody else has it. Yours is unique. Not one other person can even carbon copy it. You know that your odds of being here are 400 trillion to one. And guess what? You're here. So your life matters. Just want you to know that. You need to know that. Because you are designed to do something great. Your health is the vehicle for you to be everything you can for your family. So I want to encourage you to make good choices. Make great choices. On this show, we're going to help you do that. We're going to help you make the kind of choices so you can thrive, so you can make it, so you can do well. You can beat health challenges like diabetes and high blood pressure. And you can beat all these types of things like obesity and depression. And we'll help you do that. Our team helps you do that. My staff will help you do that. Our company will help you do that. This show, I'm here to help you make an impact in your own life. Because when you touch yourself in your own health and you impact that, you impact everyone around you because you're better. When you got a better version of you, everyone else is better because of that. 888-283-7272 is the number. Give me a call. Let's go to Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hey, I'm calling about my husband. He's a diabetic. He's had his part of his leg amputated, and they're hoping that the blood flow is good enough for his leg to heal, and I'd like to know what to do to increase his blood flow and, you know, what would be good to clear out some of the plaque. They tried to cut it at higher, and so...
There, you know, Julie, let me just stop you. So, yeah, the whole thing with diabetes, that just gives you a great example of a health challenge. We call it disease, but I like to call it a health challenge. Health challenge, something, challenges are meant to be overcome. Disease sounds like something you're stuck with forever. I don't like it. So I like health challenge. So we go with that. Diabetes is, listen, it's a challenge. It's no doubt a challenge, but that right there, look, my biggest message to your husband is I hope that now he has woken up. So I've got two angles that I can go at with this with you. Okay? I could give you the sweet, soft side and soft serve it, but I'm really going to take the other approach because this, no one gets diabetes and has their leg amputated if they have not got control of their lifestyle habits. I know this firsthand, and I'm going to tell you why. Diabetes does not just happen. Okay? Type 2 diabetes happens because of bad choices every single day for a long time. It's like a smoker that gets lung cancer and they keep smoking. It is the same thing. If somebody will not give up bad habits, tons of sugar, processed foods, alcohol, different types of things that will affect blood sugar levels and affect the pancreas, that person will not make radical changes. This is what you get. And so it's not about, now sometimes it's a lack of education and just not knowing. We're in a time now where you got to get the education. Like your husband has gotten, you got to help him really champion him and get the kind of education that he needs because his choices are going to make every bit of difference with him right now. Like his choices are everything. So I just want to encourage you that he needs to make radical changes. Now my book will help you and we've got a whole diabetes reversal protocol. My staff, my coaches, providers, they will help you come up with that. We've got a whole plan from Healthy University. If you just go to the website, go to acerx.com and look up diabetes, we've got a whole protocol and plan that can coach you through that. Okay, so you're not alone. There is a strategy and there is a plan with diabetes. Once he's got to the point that you have a leg amputated and with blood flow and all that, there are a lot of things he can do. And depending on what he's using for prosthesis and all that, you've got to get him rehabbed so he can exercise. Blood flow, like they said, is a big key. But the blood flow is going to increase. He's got to get his weight right. He's got to get his activity right. He's got to really begin to follow that and do well in all of his activity levels so that he can get the blood flow where it needs to be, get his weight where it needs to be, and his eating has got to be amazing, okay? Like now is not, his eating whatever, those days are over. He has lost, like a leg has been amputated because of his habits. I know this for a fact. We did a reality show on the Discovery Channel, and it was called Reverse, myself and Charles Maddox, my partner in production. We produced a show called Reverse. You can check it out, Discovery Channel. Five of the people that was all on diabetes and walked through the whole journey, out of the five people, three of them, one was type 1, they cut their medication in half. The other three completely lost weight, completely reversed their health challenge of diabetes. Amazing. And then one guy had just amputated one leg because of bad habits. He had a wound that would not heal in his other leg. He would not make the lifestyle changes. His wife made the changes. He did not. At the conclusion of the show, about a year later, he had his other leg amputated. And within 48 hours, he passed away. Your lifestyle choices are serious. And Julie, my encouragement to you is to be the cheerleader for your husband and say enough is enough. It's time to get to work. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, John Garrison, our engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at ASA-RX.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.